when we first started practicing, came to the Buddhist tradition of practice. If you can't see me, please feel free to move, come forward around here or something. I can see you and you can see me. there was some sort of Zendo etiquette that we learned from the beginning. There was removing our shoes before we entered the meditation hall, and then bowing as we entered the meditation hall, and those traditions, you know, came along with the practice from, you know, probably a couple of thousand years ago. And as practice has developed in the West, there's been some new things that have come up as necessary portions of Zendo etiquette to, you know, that express both our respect and our humility and our mindfulness. I like to suggest that as soon as we enter the grounds of our sacred temple, that we bring our mind into concentration. We come back to our breath, and we begin practicing right away, you know, touching the earth with peace and nourishing ourselves, walking under the grape arbor, feeling the breezes. And when we enter the Zendo, I think it's really helpful to remember to leave our cell phones outside the Zendo. There's no place in the Zendo for cell phones. They call us away, and our practice is to be here. So I've taken, actually, because mine's rung a couple